from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Bucks never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
I want to talk about an article that I saw last week and that we never got a chance to get to, a piece by Vincent Goodwill of Yahoo Sports, been around a while. And the piece really focuses on Giannis and the Joker in Denver. And I thought it was very well done from the aspect of he really kind of went in depth and playing off of kind of what Shaq has had to say. And Shaquille O'Neal has pretty much went on record and said, you know, the matchup he would love to see in the NBA Finals would be Milwaukee and Denver. And if you think about it, you've got two players that have won multiple MVPs. Giannis with the Defensive Player of the Year. Both have a championship as well. And to see what these two guys will look like playing one another. And it brings up in the piece that, you know, everybody is concerned, apparently. I'm not, but apparently a lot of people are concerned as far as the direction of this league and who's going to take over, you know, kind of being the guy in this league when this next group of players are done. LeBron, Durant, Curry. When these guys walk away and they're done, who's that next group? And, you know, you start talking about Anthony Edwards and Wembanyama and those guys. And Vincent Goodwill makes a good point. And pretty much of, they're already here. There's no need to worry. Giannis and the Joker, they got it. Right? Those two guys are going to be the guys that are going to run this league going forward. And it's going to be all about them. Within this piece, he has a kind of a question, open-ended question, talking about an invincible trophy. And when I read invincible trophy, I'm like, invincible trophy? What? He just made something up? And he points to the fact of, you know, when you have the conversation, looking back in NBA history, with your buddies at the bar or, you know, whatever the case may be, at a party or just on the phone, who is the best international player to have ever played in the NBA, right? Internationally born player. Now, in this piece, Goodwill says, you know, Tim Duncan, you know, we're gonna say he's U.S. for the time being. But even if Tim Duncan's in that conversation, you have Tim Duncan, you have Dirk, you have Olajuwon, right? You have those guys. You have Daddy Sabonis, Arvydas Sabonis. Now, again, Sabonis, his prime years, his best years, you know, were overseas before he came here. He wasn't the same player as he was overseas when he got here necessarily. So even though he was a dominant, great player overseas, I don't know if Sabonis necessarily fits into this conversation. But when you start talking about those guys, Giannis and Joker are going to have, you know, their say in this thing when it's all said and done. Because both of these guys have a chance to win multiple championships, maybe several championships at the end of the day. I mean, Joker's getting in a position here to be in a position to win three rings. Three MVPs. Because he, right now, I guess based on this article, is the front runner for MVP. And Giannis is outside the conversation, but Gilgeous Alexander, obviously, is going to be the other guy that's going to be in competition with Joker for that MVP award. I mean, Joker could win three. And there's only been a few guys in NBA history that have, you know, won that many MVPs. When you start talking about winning three MVPs, it's not that easily done. It's just not something that happens. And obviously, you know, you go back and you wanted to bring up Michael Jordan. Right? Jordan, I believe he won, what was it, five MVPs, I want to say, before it was all said and done. And that obviously is not something that is easy to do in an MVP award. You could argue that Jordan should have won, you know, more than the five MVPs that he did at the end of the day. Magic Johnson has three. Larry Bird has three. LeBron James has four. And the Joker, again, is in a position to possibly win his third to be in that group with three or more MVPs. Having said that, if you're a betting man, you would have to bet that Giannis wins another MVP before his career is over, right? I just think that's I don't know if it's a guarantee or a lock because you don't know how injuries play into this and how it will change your career depending on an injury a player could get. But providing Giannis is healthy, I don't see how Giannis doesn't win another MVP before this whole thing is said and done. So, you know, Giannis would have three MVPs or more. Joker will probably end up with three MVPs or more. That could happen as soon as this season. And now all of a sudden you're in that conversation with Jordan, Magic, Bird, and James. I mean, that right there, those guys are considered to be the greatest of all time, right? The debate, Michael Jordan or LeBron James. Do you know who's not on that list? Who didn't get three or more? Kobe Bryant. Not on that list. He's also considered to be one of the greatest of all time. Not there. But these other four are there. So that is something to kind of keep an eye on as well. When you start talking about who is going to go down as the best international player, you know, of their generation, of their time in the league, it's going to come down to these two guys. That's going to be the conversation. Wembanyama is obviously a beast and has been putting up ungodly-like numbers the last few games and has had a good season for the Spurs. But he has a ways to go because he's got to win a championship, got to get some MVPs, so there's a way to go. But he's definitely putting up the numbers to make it look like he is going to be a potential, you know, Hall of Famer and multiple MVP winner and all that. But he won't be in the conversation of this generation because you guys have been in the league for, you know, several years before this kid showed up. So we talk about Giannis versus Joker. An NBA Finals, once or twice or three times, involving Giannis versus Joker, that's really what would be amazing for the National Basketball Association. It really would. And to be able to maybe create a rivalry between Milwaukee and Denver. And right now, there is no rivalry, right? The rivalry with Milwaukee is Boston, and there is no question that is the team that you know they don't like to deal with going forward. And I think there's probably something to Miami and the Heat as well, because that is something else where that is a team that has had the Bucks numbers with Eric Spoelstra as head coach. The Nuggets, because they're in the West, don't really see that as a rivalry. To take this thing to the next level, that would be great to see if, you know, these two teams ended up meeting in the NBA Finals two or three times in a 5 or 6 year time frame. And letting these guys go back and forth. Milwaukee wins one, Denver wins one, and then you come back for the rematch. And that happens over 5 or 6 years. To me, that is huge for the NBA if you can get to that point of having these two guys battle. The problem is, you know, you can't set it up or script it for it to ever happen. It may never happen. You may never see, you know, two of the best players in the NBA ever play against each other. And that's the fun thing, right? On the defensive side of the ball, you would think Giannis would take turns guarding Joker. Like, it would definitely happen. I don't think Joker could guard Giannis, though, to be honest with you. I don't think he's quick enough. I don't think he could handle Giannis. I think Giannis would eat him alive. But I do think Giannis could guard Joker on that end in a series and be a huge difference maker in a series, especially in an NBA Finals.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.